two, and here's Modi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
It is so early. Oh, my God.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's so early. Wow.
I'm caffeinated and angry.
Yes, that's your new podcast?
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to Caffeinated and Angry. No, we are, we're taping on, at nine, well, wow, it's 10:30, 10:45, and it's...
But we've been here for an hour.
Yeah, because there was a delay. It doesn't matter. Why did we decide to do this so early?
Because the studio is booked.
No. The reason I said okay to this was because our building is being pinged.
Oh.
I mean, as if living in Manhattan wasn't hard enough with the streets disgusting and rats and the garbage and the whole thing. Our building now, it's a brick building, so they're checking for every brick to make sure that it's solid. So the way they do, they go up on the sides with that platform, and these two men are just like...
No, but like the headboard is here, and there's two men like... 2 feet away, like with a drill, like
I don't understand.
So like the brick is the brick is laid out like this, brick, you know, brick space, brick, brick,
yeah.
And in between has that concrete that holds them together. So they drill in that to see if the bricks are loose.
And if they're loose, they pop it out and put a new one in.
In concept, it's ridiculous because they're putting holes in the building,
right?
To make sure, it would make it even crazier. But they do it; it's almost every foot of the building. And it is so, and it's a power drill.
It's so loud you can't be in the apartment.
It's so loud the whole building shakes.
They've been doing this for weeks, I feel like.
They've been doing it for weeks, and now, but they're on our
floor.
Our floor and our section. And it is so crazy, and you can't function. I had to cancel a Zoom meeting, I had to cancel a Zoom interview for something. And it's just so.
Really inhospitable.
It is so crazy. And yesterday, Leo asked me, what are you looking forward to in the next 6 months? And believe it or not, it's Florida.
Hell yeah.
Just looking forward to getting our asses down to Florida.
I have a quick just housekeeping thing.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. So there is a page on Instagram called official_podcast_page. With their name listed as Modi Rosenfeld. Their profile picture is the logo of this podcast. And it's basically claiming to be us. They've followed 3,898 people. To my knowledge, they've messaged several of you. And I just want to publicly state here that we have no affiliation with that account. And any messages you're receiving from them are not coming from us. And if you could please report it. That would be great.
Don't send money. Whatever you do, not
don't send money
to them.
Don't send nudes. Don't send pictures. Don't send...
Your feet.
Yeah.
Your feet.
I just wanted to put that out there. Why are people so insane, Periel?
I really don't know. I feel like I've become like totally unhinged this morning.
No, I keep telling Modi I'm continually perplexed and flabbergasted at people's behavior.
First of all, we got so many crazy messages.
Yes. About the Holocaust Museum?
Yes.
Oh, I'm ready to go into this.
We got,
I don't see my messages. I see my messages.
No, I texted you. I said, Periel, you have to delete some of these comments.
I did.
But on my, no, on hers.
Well, it was a co-post that we did about the.
A co-post.
A collab. It was a collab.
It was a compost.
We composted.
We composted. We
on the Instagrams.
Composted.
But then I diffused the situation. Because,
how?
Because I said, somebody made a comment like that they couldn't believe I was laughing at the Holocaust.
Yeah,
because they're so stupid. People are just...
Humor is really lost on some people.
They don't focus and they don't... and it's, it happens to me too, but I would never put a comment.
Yeah, because you're not stupid.
I read parts of stuff and I don't get it. And I just leave it. And the little cat goes, read it again. And I go, okay.
I don't say
people are just
mean.
Seeing Holocaust Museum and you laughing and not the joke and the...
There's
and again,
this thing
I always say,
humor.
It's always important to mention Holocaust Museum, even if it's in a joke, so people hear the word Holocaust Museum and they Google it and they visit.
Okay. But to recap, we posted this clip from the podcast of you talking about your Holocaust Museum bit. And the amount
and we
of
mentioned
people,
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
you mentioned
and that's
Marjorie
what
Taylor
set
Greene,
them off.
And the amount of Jewish people rushing to Marjorie Taylor Greene's defense on this post was gross and sickening. And Marjorie Taylor Greene would be the first to put you guys all back on trains. Let's be clear.
She,
I would be on the train to hear
you guys.
I would be on
Marjorie
the train.
Marjorie Taylor Greene would be the first one to put us on trains right after you.
Oh, I'm on the train too, for
right
sure.
There.
I'm for sure on the train.
Are you kidding
but
me?
If it were up to Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's publicly stated that the United States of America should be a theocracy, that it should be a Christian run country, that all of the elected officials should be Christian people. Like, she doesn't give a shit about Jewish people.
Leo showed me who she has as her opening act when
oh
she goes on
God.
The road.
I sent
some
to him
insane guy who literally says that the Talmud should be pissed on.
Yeah.
This is
who
she's
that's touting
who
she's, around on her press tours.
And Jews are running to her defense. Ew.
Everyone just the lack of critical thinking, like, oh, they're pro-Israel, so they could say anything they want and I'm gonna rush to their defense on the internet.
Here's the thing.
Yes, let's hear this.
Lobotomize yourself.
No, no. The thing is don't rush to make assumptions because you look really, really
stupid.
Ignorant. Number
stupid.
One, and what I wrote back to this person, and then they were like, I'm sorry, they apologize, which is a very good example of me, diffusing
wow.
a situation.
Rather than escalating it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Reference your children's school.
I don't know if I escalate, but my tolerance level for bullshit is pretty low.
Oh, mine is
Leo, my the amount you, I feel like, let stuff just like roll.
You can be pretty zen. You can be pretty zen.
No, he's very zen.
I've also seen him not be zen. But my tolerance in general
is very low.
Has plummeted. I feel like it was at a normal level, like just like a normal kind of like this is a normal human's baseline. Mine is now in the negatives, like down
no, but,
here.
But it's something innate. It's in your genes too, because your sisters are the same way.
Well, we're just angry.
Very angry, Irishy.
No, we're not angry. We just
and very with
but
that.
But not for
with
no
that.
Reason.
Yeah, his sister also when we have dinner with his sister works in the school board, some school something, and she works with other people. And when they don't do their job right, I said to her this, and she said, "But I knew you have an email saying 3:30, and it was at." That they can't tolerate
it's not
anybody
unwarranted.
Else's.
It's just if you're dumb, don't waste my time and like don't make don't say things that don't make sense and don't defend Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do not come over here defending Marjorie Taylor Greene because Leo will
like you've
shred
be fucking
you.
Kidding me?
Wait,
like,
could we discuss the fact that this whole Nancy Pelosi's husband thing
horrible.
Has had a gay angle to
it
now?
Is giving House of Cards.
No.
At first it was giving House
it's
of
giving
Cards.
House of Cards.
When I first heard that he was attacked and could possibly die, in my mind, the first thought was, oh, Nancy needs to take him out because he is just, all of his stock picks are.
No, because he's driving drunk all around Napa Valley. That's
is that
why.
Never mind
true?
That, but more is, and this is, I could care less about Nancy and her husband, but if you follow some news, it says that his stock picks are always in alliance with whatever the government like does not approve or approves.
Yeah, it's called insider
like
trading.
Like if ABC stock gets approved by the government, he buys it a week before because says, by ABC, we're going to pass that law that allows them to make this
people.
Drug or whatever. So I figured he got caught. Nancy needs him out of the picture. But that was in my own head. It's nothing I would say. And then all of a sudden, this whole gay angle that it's his lover.
No.
And Donald
that's just
Trump's,
what Fox News is
Donald
saying.
Donald Trump's son is posting pictures of underwear and a hammer and like saying it's his Halloween costume. It's just so crazy.
Something about the story is weird. I only read one article about it, but something about it is weird where like the guy made it into the house and the guy, Pelosi's husband had just enough time to call the police, but the guy still managed to bash his head in.
First of all, Donald Trump's son does not sound like he's inviting Mashiach with that sort of
he's not Mashiachic energy. No.
And neither are the people defending Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But poor, I thought this like poor 82-year-old guy, he got attacked with a hammer. It was horrible. But now you guys are saying there's something like very sinister in Jeffrey Dahmer about this.
Not Jeffrey Dahmer. It's just something's weird. How are you, House of Cards? A multi-millionaire in one of the richest enclaves of the country, in one of the most powerful positions in this country, and you have no security detail? You have no security system, you have no Doberman, you have no Rottweiler. I don't know what you need to do.
I don't think Jews have Rottweilers.
She's not Jewish.
Yeah, she's not Jewish. She's Catholic.
She's Pelosi.
I thought he was Jewish.
Well, she's not.
Okay.
Is he Jewish?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not.
No, Kamala's husband is Jewish.
Kamala. Okay.
Yeah, but he wasn't beaten with a hammer.
Not yet. That's not a threat, Secret Service. That's just me making a joke. What are you even saying things like that for?
You look like you could be in the Secret Service right now, by the way.
This is my Zelensky outfit.
For everybody who's only listening.
What's up with we haven't heard from him in a while.
No one cares. No one gives a damn about Ukraine anymore.
We've all moved on.
Poor guy, but he's still holding it up over there, and they're all going crazy. In Russia and in, it's the whole Europe is
what's
a mess.
What happened since our last podcast? We were in Miami. Did we do one after that?
What happened? Oh, first of all, we got something else we have to talk about. So I posted a video. I officiated at my niece's wedding.
Oh yeah, this was very nice.
In full drag, the full cantor outfit, the full outfit,
rabbinical drag.
And the robe, the tallis. And I didn't wear the hat. I didn't do the hat. But
you had it ready to go.
Why didn't you wear the hat? I didn't feel it.
You asked them. They said no.
No, they wanted it. I didn't want it.
It's a bit much.
The cantor hat thing. And so I always, at a wedding I do, invite someone to do the translation of the Birkat Kohanim, the blessings of the priestly benediction, the priestly blessings. Which is not something done in most chuppahs, in most wedding ceremonies.
Okay.
I happen to love it. And I remember growing up, the cantor in our synagogue used to always do it. And it was a great thing. And it was a nice piece. And it sounds nice. And I like to sing it. And I always invite someone from the family to do the translation of it.
Okay.
And I have it written out. And I just hand it to them. And they... And this time I invited Leo to do it because, you know.
Hi.
And we did it. And of course, everybody had what? Of all of the things I've posted, this had the most comments on it.
That's not true.
Really?
I mean, it got a lot. 400 something comments?
It's over 500 comments.
You're kidding.
Now.
Over 500 comments.
The engagement is through the roof.
Very good for the algorithm.
We are feeding the algorithm.
What were people saying?
First of all,
the gamut.
The gamut.
Go, please.
The so gamut. Beautiful. What a
mostly
voice.
Mostly nice.
How lucky. Mazel tov. Nice. And then, why would you be doing the Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the priests, in the chuppah? It's not said anywhere. And I also, the wife buys a tallis for the tallit.
Okay.
The prayer shawl for the husband.
Okay.
And when you do the priestly benediction in the thing, he put it on. So I put it on both of them. So now people who didn't see it, when the guy making the video scanned and you see her wearing it, but you don't see him in it.
Because the angle of the camera, it looks
like.
Why
is she wearing a tallis? Why is it that thing?
A lot of people angry that I wasn't wearing socks.
Leah wasn't wearing socks.
Multiple comments about the socks.
And then somebody said something that you're not Jewish. And then somebody else said something. He knows more about Judaism than
right.
Jews.
Thank you for that.
It's not that he's not Jewish. He's Sephardic.
Yeah.
Leo's not Jewish. He's Sephardic. That's the only thing. And they can't wrap their heads around that. I cannot believe the amount of engagement.
No, you guys looked very handsome, which was really the only thing I was concerned about.
People didn't know that you... Well, people were just very surprised by your beautiful, beautiful singing voice.
And
my face at the end of the video, I'm like...
Oh, no. I hit a note and I was like, I went, Shalom, right? And Leo's like, you know, Leo's got his little translation. He's ready to translate, and he goes, Like, just like,
yeah,
like,
I was like, damn, Mariah Carey like over here.
And then it was very funny. And then
Old Testament Tina Turner over here.
So that was something that happened since last podcasted. We
went to Miami.
Did we?
And they had kosher food for the people.
Oh my God, we did the Miami Improv and they brought kosher food for the people.
Let me say something.
Yes.
I work with a lot of people in the comedy clubs who book the clubs, who run the clubs. And among the best I've ever encountered is Melissa at the Miami Improv. She is a saint.
After the Comedy Cellar. But it's not the same beast.
The Comedy Cellar is in a different league.
Another league, and it's
but
not a
Melissa
whole thing.
At the Miami Improv is the sweetest, nicest, most competent,
right,
organized person. When I saw her, when we walked in, I saw her from across the room, and I said, because we were doing sound checks, I was on the mic, and you were sitting in the audience, so you could hear it. And when I saw her walk into the venue, I said, is that Melissa sent from above? Like, she was just walking. She had ordered special kosher food
That's
for the
so
night.
Nice.
And
they,
so that people could eat. Ate there, like, wow. They all ordered the kosher burger, like a vegan burger they had
like a
there.
Veggie burger. Like
yeah,
a,
and,
like
a, and they were eating so much.
Why but are from they like eating? A kosher I supplier. Felt we don't like it when they eat.
What? It's a comedy club. It's different.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
The shows different. Were great. And unfortunately, the guy videotaping it sucked.
No.
No.
He didn't suck. I will defend him a little bit. One, we changed the lighting on him at the last minute for the first show. So it was overexposed. And then he moved the camera for the second show and someone knocked it over.
Well, why didn't he pick it up?
Well, yeah.
Because he happened to have not been... He tried his best.
I need to... You know how we have my contracts for this has to happen, that has to happen, no food, no that. The next guy we do with the camera, he stays by the camera the entire show.
No, you're right.
Even though the camera is a steady camera and just needs to be put on.
Yeah, that's
he
insane.
Has to man that camera from beginning to end and make sure that whatever light thing is... Don't they know how to read what's inside there? Those little numbers that are inside the screen that they see? No, that's your job. You were hired to film this comedian. Point your camera, hit the buttons that all need to be in the right thing. These cameras are so advanced, and you should know how to use your camera.
It's a fair point.
No?
It's an absolutely fair point.
Yeah, it's so happened a few times.
It's happened more than once where like...
Where the shows were amazing, and at the end, the guy sends us the thing, and you can't hear anything.
No, that's... Yeah,
it's really crazy.
One of them was the... Whatever. Was it Gotham, but...
Anyway, yeah.
No, that's actually a nightmare.
It's infuriating.
But it was very sweet that they got kosher food. The shows were sold out, packed. Two in a row shows is not
a
joke.
You did a matinee and an 8 o'clock.
A 5 o'clock matinee and an 8 o'clock show.
Wow.
Yeah. And I do, you know, I only bring, well, actually they brought a host and a feature.
Which moving forward also, we don't need that. Yeah. At Mohegan Sun, you'll be the host and the feature.
I'll host, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, good.
Although also a tiny bit terrified.
Why? It's going to be fun.
Modi scared me.
I'm not scared at all. I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Again, I tell you, it's not. What you do on stage is one thing, but don't forget, we have 3 days to hang out.
I know.
I'd rather hang out with a comedian who's not as veteran and just somebody we can hang with than somebody we can't hang with for 3 days, but for the 15 minutes that they're on stage, they're good.
Well, I am going to be good.
Why does he keep saying that?
I know you're going to be good.
I know you're going to be good. You're going to be better than good.
Thank you.
It's exactly your audience, I think. It's middle-aged women gambling to relieve their... it's going to be a good
is
one.
Is it? That
it?
Is my
Sorry,
audience.
I just burped into the mic.
I think
They'll
so,
like
too.
Me.
Yeah.
I told you. I didn't tell you, but the last time I really spent time in a casino was when we were talking about Vegas before the show.
Right.
When we had 4 hours to kill because nobody was in the studio. love you guys.
Why is everything so difficult?
It's not. It's not difficult.
And... my friend had been picked up by some guy. We're in Vegas. I was going to the Liberace Museum. This is many, many years ago. And he gave her $5,000 to gamble, which I guess is like something people do in the in Las Vegas. You haven't been yet, but they just like
I'll
throw.
Be there soon.
You'll be the judge of this.
Yeah.
And she wound up going upstairs with him. And I won't get graphic on the show. I just said, I'm not getting graphic.
Okay.
And she woke up next to him and thought that she had fallen asleep next to a hairy woman.
Ew.
Ew.
Because she was so drunk.
But what happened to the $5,000?
She gambled it away in like three minutes.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, people I'm not gambling.
You see, I don't do the gambling.
I'm not interested in gambling, but I am there to people watch. I am going to go to a buffet. I am going to drink. And I'm going to see a show.
Thin. I'm just going to feel thin.
What about, can we get back to Connecticut though? Isn't this also a casino? Or are you going to do those
not
things?
It's not
but
Vegas.
It's not Vegas. It's just a casino in Connecticut.
You never been to these things?
I mean, do I strike you as like the casino?
Yes. Well, it's
Shane smoking at like a slot machine.
I know nothing about gambling. I can't play poker. I don't understand cards. I don't know any of
it. So they give you chips. So you put down
$500,
500 crispy $100 bills, and they give you back these chips. So now the thought of money it's not money anymore.
Right.
Now it's a piece of plastic that you're playing with, and you have no real feel for it.
Right.
I'll never forget. Wow. I did a show one time in Atlantic City. Friends of mine brought me. We flew on a private plane there and the whole thing.
Must be nice.
And I sat at a table with them and they were gambling $50,000.
Yeah,
they were huge, huge hands. And they were tipping the guy and the tips were $250 sometimes. A chip of $250. They would just throw it back to the guy.
Yeah,
when it came out like a half of a whatever.
Yeah.
And some as a time, hey, Modi, play in with us. And they threw me the chip.
And you went right to the cashier.
I said, no problem, I'm in. And when they turned away, I put it in my pocket. I'm not putting $250 is to me two cameos. It's
half a Prada t-shirt.
It's at least one date night.
No, I'm not throwing a chip on a table. It's not.
I bought a Prada backpack.
No,
did I tell you?
You know what it is? It's no derech eretz to money. It's no respect for money. You're showing no respect to money, and money is an energy that needs to be given respect. And throwing it on a table as a piece of plastic, it takes all the respect out of it, and you're an idiot. What are you, an idiot?
That's why
we're about to do a show here.
You're in a building that's massive. They're feeding you for free, pumping oxygen in. You think they think the odds aren't against you?
Are you going to lead with that? When you get on stage, are you guys stupid?
No.
But
the people at this comedy club are not necessarily the casino patrons.
This is not like people.
I am excited because there's a mechanical bull there and I am going to ride it.
You're not. So you're not.
Why?
So how's that? So you're
why?
Not. So that's something
why?
You're not doing.
Why?
Because that's how you break your nose and your face.
I've already had it done once.
But that's something you're not doing.
I want to ride the mechanical bull.
I have seen the mechanical bull take people's faces out. That motion when they go like this. And their face smashes into what they're holding. I have seen the craziest accident live, not like in a video.
Really?
Live. I swear to God. In LA,
but they don't have the core strength that I do.
Speaking of
core strength, do you want to talk about my blood flow restriction training?
That was my next move.
That was you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, for briefly.
For the people who don't know, I posted a picture on Instagram.
And I freaked out.
And we were working out with our trainer, Stanislav Krivchenko.
Is that his last name?
I think that's how you pronounce
Stan.
It. Stan, who's one of our best friends and also our trainer who we work out with.
He's one of your best friends?
He's definitely somebody very close to us.
Stan knows more about me than a lot of my friends do.
He's definitely a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like half therapy, half working out.
For both of us.
Right. Okay.
Him and us.
And I see him twice, three times a week, which is more than some of my friends in New York City. No?
Yes, for sure. I'm just wondering, like, it's an interesting relationship. Like,
we have a very unique relationship, I think.
He like you guys as much as you guys like him?
I think he does.
I think he
does. We may be delusional, but I think he does.
I've asked him.
I said, no.
I said, listen, I do all your clients. He truly loves what he does. And it shows because he has a full calendar. He's a full schedule. You can't get in. Where other trainers just have hours in between their day to do nothing but look at themselves. He's fully booked and all his clients love him. And he's there from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's insane. He's the best. And so, but we are friends. He's been to our house for Shabbat dinner.
He came to our Hanukkah party last year.
Oh, yeah. I didn't meet him.
We've gone out. I mean, he was the giant Ukrainian guy. I don't know.
I feel like everybody there was a giant Ukrainian.
No, those are just gay men.
So it was, you did this thing.
Okay, this thing called blood flow restriction training, where he puts these cuffs on your arm and then he puts like the blood pressure thing on it and it squeezes it really tight.
Why?
And then it restricts the blood flow to like your biceps. And then you do the workout and then you do however many it is. You have to be careful because you could hurt yourself.
Right. Why? Why do you have to do that?
And then when you take it off, all the blood rushes right to the muscle and it's supposed to like be good for the muscle and help it recover and get bigger faster. But also you walk around with giant arms for like 24 hours.
But why can't you just do like a normal thing that you don't have to maybe like rip your muscles?
Because it's fun. You saw the picture.
No, it looked insane.
I'm gonna get cast in a Marvel movie.
You don't need to do that to get cast in a Marvel movie. Do. I don't know. It looked a little bit dangerous, like the Mechanical Bull-esque.
I'm going to ride the Mechanical Bull with the blood flow restriction bands on me.
It's a working out thing. What are you making it dangerous?
I was worried. He was like all like huge and muscles were like red. And I was like,
It's called a pump, Periel.
It's called the goal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying it seems like a normal like workout. Like you look pretty jacked.
Thanks. You hear that, everyone?
Anyway. That was what you were asking about on the at the picture. The other thing we had okay, so you know what? I went to a Halloween party
last night.
Yeah. Chris. You can mention his name or no. It doesn't matter. Chris.
Our friend Chris and Simon.
And you know, it's like, you know when you go to Shabbat dinners and it's b'shefa. Everything is abundance. Mm-hmm. It's abundance. There's only 12 people at the meal, but there's food for 180. And different desserts and two kinds of chickens and two kinds of meats and three salads. But there's like only the 10 people there. Last night, I don't know a thing about Halloween. I know you have candy to give the kids, and his thing was full candy bars.
Yeah,
the full size ones,
full size, the king size of every candy bar laid out on a silver tray. It was a tray the size of this table.
Love it.
All like
merchandised.
Every single. It was so beautiful.
This was inside though.
In his house, and he also had. They have a townhouse, and they for the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, two people outside with the trays.
Are they in the West Village?
Yeah.
We've gotten candy bars from them.
They're the best.
So the kids know about this, and he says, "I wasn't going to do it this year, but." One of the moms came over to us when we were standing outside and said, oh, our kids all look forward to your house for trick-or-treat.
That's so funny.
But it was just so beautiful. And he had it like displayed all over the house.
It's true. We've been there.
That's so cute.
Those are your friends?
Well, I'm sure in the West Village, there's probably multiple townhouses who give out the big candy bars.
That they have two people standing outside. So manning it. So the party was inside the house.
Yeah, he has two assistants outside giving the kids trick-or-treaters, and he's having his party inside.
Also had trays all over the place of these massive amounts of candies. As a decoration, more of as a... one's eating them. I mean, on the way home, I took a whole bunch and put it in the freezer, so when we have the munchies one night...
Oh, amazing.
But it was such a nice... it's such an easy thing to do, you know, but it's such a...
Yeah, you go to Costco and buy the big bat.
I'm trying to think of what street it's on, because that's where I used to take Ari.
Jane.
Yeah.
It's on Jane Street, and I feel comfortable saying that because they're moving and they're not going to be there next year.
On the west side of the street, right?
On the west side of the street.
I mean,
street.
On the north side north of the street. Yes, on the north yes, side yes, of the yes, street. Yes, yeah, yes, that's yes, so yes. funny. Yeah, oh, I love
such
that.
A nice... B'shefa. It was just
Hamish.
It was Hamish.
Only gay guys in the West Village would be chic enough to do this, because I went trick or treating on the Upper West Side yesterday, and
here's
they
a
were
tootsie roll.
Yeah, they were giving out like one tootsie roll, right? And I was like, "Ew, the West Village."
No,
yeah,
it's so gross. Those little
These were like brand name king size candy bars,
like beautiful and Sour Patch, and the that red fish,
the three musketeers,
but all of them and lines.
Yeah,
of them,
and they
lines.
Have it like beautifully displayed.
So beautifully done.
Because Chris is good at his. Chris is an event production guy, and everything he does is to the nth level of professional and beautiful and perfect.
Leo just in general loves party planners.
I love them.
Yeah.
I think they have the hardest job in the world.
And he thinks that we should, the government should be made of, we should fire all the senators.
We should fire Pelosi and all these
fire
people.
All the senators, fire all the congressmen, even governors.
Event production people should
event
be running
production
the country.
Show us, like, your resume should be like, this is a bar mitzvah I once did. This is a wedding I once did.
That's
this is
so
a this party I once threw. This
the
is
country
for the fashion
overnight.
Show of this I did. If you can put together an event like that, amazing, with flowers and nut and people coming on time and everything happening and it all gels and the pressure and the clipboard and everything, you can run the country.
Another thing is, I mean, I have yet to meet a party planner at these like really high level events who seem stressed at any point.
Oh, they're stressed.
They are. I'm not saying they're not, but they have this poker face
so
I'm like, I feel comfort right now. I feel safe. You have a clipboard and a headpiece and you could do a surgery on me right now if you wanted to.
I remember during the pandemic, we were in this event that I got hired for. They took a whole
hotel.
There were tents everywhere.
I was enamored with this woman.
Crazy amount of money they were spending. I was the Saturday night show. And they had Ishai Rebo. They brought Ishai Rebo from Israel to perform. It was incredible. And
it was pouring rain.
And this party planner was just, this was her, this is how she spoke and this is how she moved. And she had the clipboard and she had all the assistants coming and they would all come in her face. The tent on the third piece flew away and we lost all the chairs. She goes, bring the chairs from the other tent, bring them, just set it up in the back room. As soon as they finish breakfast, put them all there and she get right back in the conversation with us.
It was amazing.
And Leo's cortisol is through the roof.
I'm shaking.
He's shaking
Xanax.
Because of what's happening. He has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But he is completely like, what are we going to do?
No, it's like pouring rain. There's like water pouring into the
you have to pivot.
Where people
pivot.
Are supposed to be sitting in 20
like
minutes.
Nothing. Move all the chairs from the bedroom.
Shout out to all the event production planner people because God bless you.
I can promise you that having done that for years, that it is a bloody hell scene behind
I know
the veil.
But the veil is what's impressive.
You like the veil.
The veil's impressive,
The veil's impressive.
You like the veil?
I think it's impressive. If it was me, I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. It's like a doctor who's doing like
life-saving. If I was a doctor, I'd also be like, oh my God, 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 he's bleeding, oh my God.
No, but a doctor's working on, the doctor doing surgery is he's in charge.
Right,
he's
but if he comes out of the surgery to like tell the family, he's not like, oh my God, I really like.
I'd be like, oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry. But like, he like bled out on the table.
No, but they're not telling the family that the tent blew away. They're saying, hey, we're moving the lunch part into the ballroom.
Right.
And then that's
speaking
great.
Of events, at your niece's wedding that you officiated.
Yes.
On the way out, do you know what they sent us home with?
What?
Oh my God.
Chick-fil-A. Sandwiches.
No. She's not religious, my niece.
Oh,
but they gave
should I have not said that?
Chick-fil-A's.
Why is she not
so
allowed
the guests
to not be
took
religious?
Them and it was just weird to see.
It was,
you know, we go to so many
two.
Kosher events. We go to kosher events.
What is your
events.
Face right now?
What? Why are you?
Don't you know about Chick-fil-A?
Oh, what? That they don't like gay people?
That they've donated?
Who cares?
Like, oh, I do. That place is. Banned from that guy is like the worst person with your
so
Marjorie
like,
Taylor Greene and
so
your
Chick-fil-A Exxon Mobil. Just put gas
I know,
in your car.
Start,
okay,
go.
Fine,
anyway.
Fine. I'm not
no,
gonna
let's
say.
Go. I'm ready to go.
No. I just it was just so, for me the craziness.
Look, when I've had 17 martinis and I'm leaving the event and someone hands me a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I'm like, this is a gift from God.
Your politics goes straight out the window.
In the garbage.
I'm like, I just walked out, and it was hit. That's what hit you, and what hit you is that they're anti everything, and what hit me is like, oh wow, this is not a kosher wedding. This is not a. These are people who are not religious Jews.
Yeah, they were shrimp at the sushi bar.
You know, I remember when we used to do when we were on that, when I was in that whole bar mitzvah phase, when we were. The thing was, you left. They gave you a New York Times, a bag of bagels, and cream cheese. That was the gift because you Saturday night.
Oh, you left that late. That you would have the next
the
day's
New York
paper?
Times. Yeah,
that's kind of chic.
Don't forget that Saturday. It starts very late if it's a Saturday night event.
That's chic.
It's after Shabbat, and then you give you a full fat Sunday Times, a bag of bagels, a cream cheese, maybe some other stuff. That was always the gift when you got out. And all of a sudden, you see Chick-fil-A. I'm like, it's just like, wow. I forgot they're not. Which is fine. They're not kosher. They're not. It wasn't a religious wedding.
It was just
funny to see that. Anyway, the Chick-fil-A.
That's very chic. The bagel and the New York Times.
You didn't get that. What did they give that?
I wasn't going to kosher like religious things, so we weren't doing
that
that late.
Always.
New
York Times.
The bat mitzvahs these days are completely insane. They're like,
yeah, they're out of control.
They're I was at one recently. He was like in shock. He could not figure out what was going on.
I've been to several. It's disorienting.
I think it's also a New York thing.
Probably.
I always have a comparison between New York Jews and like LA Jews. That the New York Jews just love to spend money. They have it. They
want
to blow
for
it
too.
They're doing it. They're just like
info@modilive.com.
Boom. Bring a comedian. This and that. How much? No problem. Do it. We'll make it happen. Get a crane. It was a roof party. They craned a pizza oven onto the top of the roof.
God bless. As one does.
But I'm just
God
saying.
Bless.
It's
God bless.
It's a New York thing. Spend your money. Enjoy it.
By buying tickets to shows.
To shows, yes.
At Mohegan Sun, December 1st through the 3rd. Listen, all your shows except for the Mohegan Sun ones, because they just went on sale and are sold out.
Thank God. London. Since last we had a podcast, we
launched London. We have two
in March 1st.
March 1st, a seven o'clock and a 9:30 show.
Sold out.
Unreal. Amazing.
We posted it at 3:30 on New York time. By nighttime, New York nighttime, it was sold out. People in London woke up the next day.
Amazing.
All of which, oh, great. Murray's coming to London in March.
Yeah.
We'll wait to get tickets. Gone.
Yeah.
So we put another show on and it went even quicker.
Wow.
And people were just like,
so there's two seatings of 400 people right now on March 1st.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be adding a late show on March 2nd. And then we'll see if we'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll take it from there.
What about Paris?
So yes. That's interesting you should say that, because we've gotten many a request from Paris.
Parisians.
From Parisian Jews.
Yeah.
And I put feelers out there to be like, okay, if we were to... I post on your story. I was like, hey, if we were to come to Paris, like what venue specifically would be good for Modi? Like trying to figure out like maybe if there's something near the Jewish area.
The Jewish quarter, sure.
People said this place called Olympia, which I reached out to. And then there's a comedy club called Fridge, but it looks kind of small.
Yeah.
But we could definitely do Paris.
Hermes. I want to perform in Hermes.
Oh, I am
in the lobby
so
of Hermes. Give me a microphone.
That.
Seat them in those little
orange microphone.
So chic.
Orange microphone.
Mm. Ooh, Hermes microphone.
With like the little Hermes logo. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh my God.
So
sensual.
Chic. What about at the Prada
store here?
The name
of the show
would
be called Birkin. What?
went so far.
Maybe Kelly.
He got so deep in there.
Kelly Birkin.
What about the Prada store here would be amazing to do a show.
Which
with
one?
That, the one in Soho with that deep.
Oh, wow.
Maybe yeah. Balenciaga will do it as atonement for their ties with Kanye West. It'll be like,
good.
We cut ties with Kanye. Now we're supporting
Modi.
Good.
Modi.
Good. I like that.
How's he doing? What's
not,
Kanye?
Not well.
He's not well.
We're not even going to give him the airtime today.
Nah. Just drop dead. How's that for airtime? And that's
So then your shows at Sony Hall, 22nd, 24th, 25th, 26th are all sold out.
Yep.
We might be adding another show on the 21st.
And people.
And so if you see that go on sale and you don't have tickets, at buy them, because don't text Modi asking for tickets. It's annoying and it's tacky.
Friends have been. Friends, like support your friends, whatever they're doing. Don't ask them to hold tickets for you or buy tickets for you or get you ticket. Support. It's how much is a ticket for those shows?
They're like $40.
$40-something. Buy a ticket. But even if you don't go, buy a ticket.
Okay.
It's like, what the hell is your problem?
I feel like people do that when the show's sold out, though.
But also, yes, don't sit on your ass
and wait, and then
at the 11th hour be like, hey, by the way, me and six people wanted to come to your show. I'm going to physically add seats to the venue. Like, what do you want me to do for you?
I feel like I did that.
And now we just take Baruch Hashem.
You're different. You're backstage.
No, you're not sitting in the audience.
There's backstage friends. You go sit over there, friends.
Right.
Dina, okay. All of Dina's friends all come to her. I want to get tickets for Modi's show. Can you get? She's looking. Do I look like ModiLive.com?
Okay.
Go get your tickets. Don't you have tickets? She says, I sit backstage with them.
Those are going to be six shows at Sony Hall.
It's going to be. Yes.
They're going to be litty titty.
I invited Dave to do the shows. I no guarantee if he'd come or not.
Eric Newman's
hosting it. I'm trying to think. I don't know if we should put somebody else on because don't forget they're eating before, right? There's like a food thing before.
I think they will be serving food. I think you can order food.
Yeah. So that's that. And I think we are good for this episode. No?
Is that a wrap?
It's a wrap. Yeah, like 41 minutes. We're trying to figure this out. Thank you all for listening. I can't... wait a minute. What have we completely forgot? Stupid.
Oh.
You sent us the first pilot of it?
Yeah.
I was blown away.
Really?
Blown away. Really, I was not expecting for it to be that good.
Oh my God.
Stupid is a cartoon animated show that takes place on the stoop of the Comedy Cellar.
The iconic stoop.
Iconic stoop. And it's you.
Danny Cohen plays a pigeon.
So it's an animated talk show.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm hosting it.
It's amazing.
Danny Cohen plays a pigeon who's sort of, co-host. And Marcus Monroe, who's a comedian, who's been on the podcast, who plays a squirrel.
It's so good. It looks really good.
It's good. It's so funny. It sounds so good.
Yeah. Thank you.
And your animations are... It was giving me very... what's it called, that show? Katya and Trixie.
Oh, Katya and Trixie.
When she popped the head on it. It's like that's all they do on that show, which is really funny.
It was...
There's a show on... I think it's on YouTube. It's called... spelled U-H...
H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H
It's a very, very, very funny show
to watch.
They're
drag queens.
They're both drag queens. It's hysterical. And the show gave me a little bit. It's a successful show. And yours gave me a lot of that.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited. It was illustrated by Gripless, Zach, who's here.
Also on the podcast.
He was on the podcast, one of our earlier ones. Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's all coming out at once?
I don't think so. I think we're going to do one episode
a week.
And
they're going to live on Instagram?
No.
And YouTube? No.
YouTube. They live on YouTube.
As shorts.
It's a short.
Andrew Schultz says shorts are the future.
Oh, well, maybe Andrew Schultz
wants
to produce
wants to see anything over 59 seconds.
Nope.
And even that is
get
a lot for
here.
Them.
You watch The Crown,
That's different. If you're scrolling on your phone,
I am ready for the new season of The Crown. I finished watching all the episodes. I'm all caught up, you know.
Oh, we started watching White Lotus season 2 last night.
Oh, I love that.
The first season was so good, and we started the first episode last night of season 2.
And it kind of gave.
Aubrey Plaza looks incredible.
I don't know who that is.
She's the girl from Parks and Rec. She always plays like kind of like a frumpy character and everything, and she's like this beautiful, like... She's always been beautiful, but like...
Was she in the first season?
No. It's okay. A different cast. Only Jennifer Coolidge is back.
Yes. I love her.
Because she won an Emmy for the first season.
She was so incredible.
And she came back as herself, which is so good.
And
really
Michael Imperioli's in that too, right?
Who?
Michael Imperioli.
The guy from Sopranos.
Yes, Christopher.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
really
there.
Good.
He's amazing.
He's great. He's
amazing.
It was a good episode. And so that's exciting. That's it. We are finished, right? Anything else to cover?
I mean,
ModiLive.com, all shows that are available, and say hi. And
Periel Ashenbrand, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.